morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another week, starting off beautifully, of the Live with Rank program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have a couple good pieces of information to share with you. Some of you probably know this already. One is that U of M upset Tennessee in the I'm not a huge basketball fan. I did watch some of the game 32. I forgot what they call 32, but they've gone into the Sweet 16. So that's great news. I think they were ranked 11th in their bracket, and they beat the number three Tennessee, University of Tennessee. Unfortunately, yesterday, State had a harder game against Duke, and they lost, so they're out of the NCAA right now, and Duke moves forward. So that's one good piece of news. Another good piece of news, really not for any of us, but someone that you may feel good for or not. Matthew Stafford just signed a 4-year extension worth $160 million to play football. $135 million is in guaranteed money. That's $40 million a year to play 16 games if you don't get into the playoffs. That's good money if you can make it. I would have done it for $20 million a year, but they didn't ask. 269-441-9595 if you'd like to call in today and be part of the show. Love to hear from you. Well, Governor Whitmer came through on her promise and decided that none of you guys need a tax cut. And she will not hold her party, the last Democrat Governor Granholm, or the Republicans to their word back in 2006 or 7 when they increased our income tax, state income tax, from 3.95 to 4.35. She vetoed the $2.5 billion tax cut plan. Why? Because she said it will blow a hole in the budget. There's so much money in our budget now. They can't even I can't open this. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Someone sent me something that was going to help me out with this. Oh, I see. That's why. Never mind. I'll have to wait. Well, let me see if I can open it up. Give me more apps. Nope. I want a different one. Do I not have it on here? Oh, well. Maybe I can't open it. We'll get to it. We have so much money. I remember when Snyder was governor. We were in the $40-something billion. Now we're in the $70-something billion. So within a few years, we've almost doubled our budget. And she will sit there and tell you she doesn't want to give you guys tax relief because it will blow a hole in a budget. It was in the 40s under Snyder. It's in the 70s now under Whitmer. Whitmer and... Did I say Whitmer before? Granholm was the last. She's not holding Granholm, the Democrats, or the Republicans to their word, is what I was trying to say. And this isn't a left or right issue. This is against everyone. So just a few years ago, we were in the $40 billion range. And now that's a total budget between state and federal money. We're in the 70s now. Under her and the Republicans who lead the House and the Senate, who've grossly overspent. And she has the gall to say, I'm not going to give any of you guys a 0.3% tax cut because a 0.3% tax cut will blow a hole in all the spending that we want to do. That's just sad, ladies and gentlemen. Sad. And it tells you what these people think of you. Cherokee Senate leader said, quote, what Governor Whitmer is telling Michiganders with this veto is that she knows how to spend their money better than they do. No Michigander is immune from the record high gas prices and inflation, and no Michigander shall be excluded from tax relief, end quote. Because that's what she's coming back with. She's coming back with, and she wants to say to all of you, I want to choose who will get tax relief. And I choose my voters. She's now finally pushing for a suspension of the 6% sales tax, not the 27.2 cents per gallon tax, state income tax, state gas tax. She is willing to suspend the 6% sales tax on fuel. She wants to eliminate retirement taxes for some seniors, and increase welfare for low-income earners. Well, it's the same thing that she said before in her State of the State address, except she's added the sales tax. Now, again, why are you willing to suspend the 6% sales tax, which will generally get you at 18 cents, a little over 18 cents? If the cost of gas minus the federal income federal tax is $3.50. You times six times that. But she's not willing to reduce during these trying times the state tax. House Speaker Jason Wentworth, Republican, accused Whitmer of failing to deliver tax cuts for Michigan residents in need of financial relief. Quote, people are struggling to make ends meet and pay their bills. We need real leaders who say what they mean and do what they say, not politicians who wait for 5 p.m. on a Friday to quietly go back on their campaign promises, end quote. That's another thing. She vetoed this on a document dump Friday night when less people are looking at the news and over the weekend. Just another example. Why I say, these guys will not or do not care about people. Obviously, she wants to pick and choose who will get some tax relief. And that is some seniors. Well, what does that mean? And she wants to increase welfare. So sorry to tell you that. We knew this was coming. It's just sad when I have to prove. I don't want to prove how much they don't care about people. I don't want to prove that day in and day out practically. I wish they did care about us, but they don't. 269-441-9595. Talking about hurting. People hurting here in the state of Michigan. I read an article over the weekend when pandemic aid buoyed millions of Michiganders for 2 years. What's left? And they talk about a certain person when she was first let go from her job by Gretchen Whitmer. And that says, for nearly 2 years, the former administrative assistant for an Ann Arbor metal manufacturer leaned on state and federal aid to get by. Federal expanded unemployment helped her remain financially stable until last fall. Food stamps filled her cupboards, and rental assistance came in the nick of time late last year as bills stacked up and utility companies threatened to shut off her water and cable. Well, okay. What did she do with all those stimulus checks? So I think she's a mother who has three kids. There's four of them. So that was, I don't know, 3,200 a pop at least, if not more. So she wasn't using that money to pay for utilities. She wasn't using that money to pay for food. She wasn't using that money to pay for rent. What was she using that money for? Where'd that go? She says, I'm on track now. I'm finally out of the woods. And then this MLive article says, She's one of millions of Michiganders who was buoyed by COVID-19 relief dollars that flowed into Michigan's unemployment, food, and housing assistance programs. 2.4 million people received unemployment checks during this time, and at least a million got extra food stamps. And then they're going to, they state something that proves what I have been telling you guys for a long time now. In fact, I just told you, if she got assistance to pay for her food, she got assistance to pay for her rent, she got assistance to pay for her utilities, what was she doing with the over $10,000 that the federal government also gave her and the unemployment, $600, $1,000 a week in unemployment? There may be an answer. I'm just asking. But what I'm going to tell you next after this break kind of gives us an idea of what it may be. You're listening to Live with Rank. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live with Rank. I appreciate that very, very much. 269-441-9595. If you'd like to join the show today, give us your thoughts about what we're talking about. I was telling you about this piece I read in M Live about a person, and she's just being used as an example, as they say, buoyed by the money that was sent to all of us. Well, in some cases, actually, they're not even talking about the over $10,000 in checks that we all received. If you have a few kids, when it comes to, I don't even know, whatever they called those payments, those stimulus checks, I think is what they called it. They're just talking about rental assistance, utility assistance, and more. And they're telling us how people were buoyed by their food being paid for, utilities being paid for. Now, I guess assistance could mean 100% or 80%. I don't know. I received none of it. And the rental assistance, so food, utility, and rental, all those stimulus checks we received, and all of the $1,000 a week if you were unemployed that time you received, where'd that money go? Just asking a simple question. It's not accusatory. It's where did that money go? If you weren't paying for your food, you weren't paying for your utilities, you weren't paying for your rent and mortgage, and you were collecting unemployment at about $962 a month, and you were collecting the stimulus checks, what did you do with that money? Why are you all of a sudden in a bind? And then I saw this. In the article, they wrote, targeting financial hardships, the burst of aid in Michigan led to a nearly 2% drop in poverty and a 19% decrease in homelessness in 2020, federal and state data shows. Which means exactly what I've been telling you. They've been getting so much money, much more than they had prior, that it brought them out of poverty and decreased homelessness. Now, whether you agree with it or not, that's not my point. I'm not saying that I don't want people brought out of poverty, but not by just giving them something. I'm not saying I don't want people homeless, but they've got to be on a track to be productive people in the future to our society. But it's exactly what I've been telling you. There was so much money being dumped in, much more than people even need to live on. So here's a piece, the way I interpret it, about people in Michigan, where now that pandemic aid is ending, they're worried what's going to happen. But in their own piece, they tell you that they've made so much money under all the pandemic relief. And again, not just the stimulus money, the extra money when it comes to unemployment, utility assistance, rental assistance, food assistance. That they made so much more, it reduced poverty. Well, I didn't know that's what that pandemic assistance was supposed to be. Did you? Mike Larson, president of the Michigan Association of United Way, says the pandemic has really amplified and created more of a challenge for ALICE, which is asset limited income constrained employed. But the reality is there were certain things that were helping that they have now stopped. Again, remember, all this stuff wasn't there before. All these things that they're asking for now was never there. And somehow things worked out. And how is it that unemployment, people are in need of so many people, yet people are still having problem paying? So this child tax credit was never there before. It was made out of whole cloth for this pandemic issue. Now they want it to be permanent. See, that's what happens. Once they give out the cash, the crack, then people just want more and more and more of it. A February survey found that 51% of Michiganders are struggling with their monthly bills as inflation raises costs on nearly everything. There's part of the biggest problem. These same people who voted, they voted this in. And if they didn't know they were voting it in, that's on them. They're the ones who chose to be ignorant on who they voted for and not learn. They voted for people who are going to raise gas taxes, in fact, gas prices. In fact, they love this, and they're wanting to build or raise even more those prices. I saw an article the other day where 97 people who are part of the liberal, which I don't understand how it's not 222, but the liberal or progressive part of the party want Biden to stop even more production of oil at this time. But these people who voted for the left, Democrats, knew that. So they voted for this. And they knew that they wanted to spend more and 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 more money, which was going to increase inflation. Would we have inflation if Trump was still in office? You know, we'll never know, will we? We'll never know. Now, to some extent, maybe to a 7.9% with their new reduced inflation count formula, if we were going by 82 standards, it would be over 15% on inflation. And all of us know that. It's ridiculous to say that the average inflation price is 7.9%. You guys see what things cost out there. They cost quite a bit. A lot more than 7.9% on average. I'm seeing an average of 30, 40% price increase. So people see they're having a difficult time paying bills because of the cost of food, because of the cost of everything. You voted for it. Why are you unhappy about that? If you're going to vote for a person in a party, more in particular a party, that pushes policies that create this, and then you turn around and you're upset about it, or you say, I can't live on what I'm making, what are the people who were telling you, screaming from the top of the mountains, watch out, guys, this is coming. What are we supposed to think? How are we supposed to feel? I said it before the election, and I'll say it today. Get upset at me. I've always said it. I hope the people who vote for people and these bad things happens, it hits them the worst. And the good things is given to them. Same thing. It doesn't matter left or right. I'm not picking a party. But if you knew or should have known beforehand what you were voting for, higher prices across the board, and I say about inflation under Trump, there's a wide consensus of economists out there saying it all happened because that $1.9 trillion that wasn't needed that the Democrats passed last March. So everything's going through the roof. Yeah, I get it. But you asked for this when you voted. There's more. But this one woman with three kids and herself, she was getting $800 a month for groceries and food stamps. And she said that only lasted 3 weeks. With three kids, I never spent even close to $800 a month for food. And my kids weren't starving. $800 a month for one adult and three kids, and you can only feed for 3 weeks? What are you buying? What am I missing here? 269-441-9595. You listen live with Rank. We'll be right back after this. Hey, listen to Live with Rank. For that, I thank you. We're talking about an interesting article that was, in my mind, trying to say, hey, people are going to be suffering now because all this welfare is stopping for pandemic relief. But then, and I am going to assume that they didn't realize the little tidbit they dropped in here because they didn't address it, when they said targeting financial hardships, the burst of aid in Michigan led to a nearly 2% drop in poverty. That's not, whether you agree with that or not, of course everybody wants a drop in poverty, but that's not what we were told. All this money they're borrowing from future generations would be to just get us over the hump, but not make us wealthier. Well, some. There's $715 million in emergency rental and utility assistance. Roughly 138,000 people receive an average of $4,400 in emergency rental assistance program. What was the stimulus checks for? That's all I'm asking. If we paid for people's rent, or a good portion of it, if we paid for people's food, if we paid for people's utility, what was the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in the three different stimulus payments for? It says since May of 2021, federal dollars have dumped Michigan food stamps up $95 a month. Extra payments were tied to the federal public health emergency, I guess, announcement. They paused student loans. I'm just a man who has questions, a lot of questions that people don't want to answer, I guess. 269-441-9595. Let's go to John and see or get his thoughts. Good morning, Judd. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rank. How are you?
I am befuddled.
Well, I am befuddled too, because the American people do not really understand, in my belief, what was going on. And I will tell you that Trump was in part at fault for all this money floating around.
Yes, Republicans were too.
Well, the Republicans that you were speaking about previously gave us a 7 to 11% tax increase or budget increase that we didn't need. But going back to the money that was thrown around during the quote-unquote pandemic, okay, there were people holding up to $15 million in their personal accounts that were getting stimulus checks. I know one guy has over $10 million, and another guy over pretty close to $13 to $15 million getting a stimulus check.
Really?
So they were giving money to billionaires. They were giving money to everyone, and Trump is at fault for this.
Yeah, you know, John, if I may, I admitted and freely admitted, I got stimulus checks. I never was laid off or anything. My financial situation did not change during the pandemic situation. It's changing now because of inflation, and it's changing rapidly, making a lot less money. So we were handing out these checks left and right with no forethought. I'm all for, if you're going to, if the government is going to force you out of your job, which Whitmer did, and other governors around the state, a country, almost all did, then they should pitch in. I don't have a problem with the taxpayer pitching in to help those people make it. Not make money more than they would have working, but enough to get through the time until they can get back on their feet. I'm all for that. But anybody who didn't lose their jobs shouldn't have got stimulus checks. Do you think so?
Well, I'm of the opinion that there was nothing that helped people that were in difficult spots to be discerning about their spending. They were throwing money at them left and right, and these people apparently weren't even spending the money on rent and things like that, and they got behind when they should have made the payments directly to their rent so that that would be taken care of. It was prejudicial to property owners.
Well, that's yes. I mean, that's my whole point of why I've gone down this. It's not to bang on people who needed the help. If I needed help, that would have been great, and I would have appreciated it. But if you, I simply ask a question. It's not a left. It's not a right. It's not a biased question at all. If we were handing out, what was it, $1,400 a person plus another $600 per kid, if I remember, that's $3,200, if it was just that, $3,200 a family. If not, if you're that's a single parent. Two parent then would have been $4,800 three times. You're close to $15,000 within a year. What happened to that money if they were also getting unemployment of $1,000 a month? If they were also getting utility payments, if they were also getting rent or mortgage payments, where'd that money go? And why are we talking about people not being able to, are now back and harming themselves, are in harm financially, other than the Biden Democrats' inflation that they brought to us?
Well, in the end, the Democrats did it, but don't be letting the Republicans off, because basically the Republicans hold high responsibility. And after all is said and done, they wind up increasing the budget up to, I think we're up at 74 million billion now. Yeah, in the state of
John, you've heard me harping on these guys. They increased our state budget this year by 11.4%. But if you take out the money from the COVID slush fund, it was about 7.2%, if I remember correctly. My numbers are out there in a piece I wrote. Largest increase ever. I've been hammering on the Republicans for a while. That's why many of them in the state shy away from coming on my show, because they don't want to be asked, how can you, with a straight face, call yourself fiscally responsible and then increase our budget 7.2%? And we're in the 70-something billion now, and under Schneider, we were in the 40s.
Well, the interesting thing is they're now, the Republicans, Sturkey and Whitfield, are talking as though they are the protectors of the purse. Yeah. And that it's only Gretchen that is the folly of the purse. That's nonsense. They are equally responsible for all of this, because they have carried no brief in favor of protecting the purse.
All right, John, thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate that. 269-441-9595. If you guys would like to be part of the program, I spare nobody. Nobody when it comes to this. And you guys who've been following me for a while heard me rip onto the Republicans. And then I laughed. I chuckled when I got press statement after press statement after press statement of them calling themselves fiscally the responsible and conservative. They're not fiscally responsible or conservative at all if you're going to raise prices like that. Now they come back in an election year and want to reduce our state income tax from 4.25 to 3.95. Is that real? Did they do that because they felt it was needed? Or did they do that because they were concerned about their out-of-control spending for years now? It's not just during the pandemic. Like I said, I remember it being in the low 40s when Schneider got in, maybe in the 50s when he left. In fact, I did end up, what happened to it? opening up something here that said, who's 55 billion when Schneider left office. 56 billion when Schneider left office. And now it's 70-something billion? And these people want to tell you, A, that they're fiscally responsible from the right, and B, from the left, they want to tell you, Whitmer and those who didn't vote for this, that I can't give a budget, it'll blow a hole in our, I can't give a decrease, I can't accept a decrease for the state income tax from 4.25 to 3.95. Just 0.3. They can't give you 0.3 back what they promised you they would do back in 15. Can't do it. It'll blow a hole in the budget. You mean that budget that when you took it over, it was in the 50s and now it's in the 70s? That one? That's the budget it'll blow a hole in? 269-441-9595. You listen to me, Rank, on the Live with Rank show, and we'll be right back after this. You listen to the Live with Rank show. Appreciate that. 269-441-9595 if you would like to join us. Hey, this is kind of, well, this is some good news. I guess I should have started the show off with this also. American-loving, country-singing superstar Travis Tritt is coming to Battle Creek, Michigan to perform at Kellogg Arena on Friday, June 17th. I was sent a press release from someone local who actually is a listener to the show. Appreciate that. Countryside Productions to inform you guys. And I have the press release with all the information in the piece I put out there. Now, part of the reason I put it out there, it's not just to advertise someone who is loves America and the left is trying to punish him for loving America and putting America first. But he's going to need your support. He may need your support from conservative country music fans because the liberals just don't like his politics. Back in September of 2020, liberals attempted to humiliate him by spreading a Photoshop picture of him, fake news, on social media sites. Why? Because back then he teamed up with actor, another conservative, and someone who loves America, James Wood, to take on the left. So all these lovely people who care about you, who care about LGBTQ. Now, listen, all you LGBTQ plus, whatever else is on the end of that, if you're listening, please stay tuned to this. This is going to show you how much the left loves you. Okay? This doctor or Photoshop picture they sent out of country singer Travis Tritt was a Photoshop picture of a press photo of him in very heavy makeup. And then they compared him to singer Boy George. So much for the kind liberals and Democrats who accept gay men like Boy George. It is all out there for people to see and take in. Now, if they want to look uninformed, ignorant, and not accept it, well, that's on them, not us. Because it just helps me to point to maybe some of you who are still on the fence. Think about this. They sit there and they advocate for the LGBTQ, yet they make fun of a country music star for looking like, well, actually, they do fake news, which was interesting. None of the social media sites had a problem with that fake news. But they make him look like and then compare him to Boy George. So they're mocking a what some would call androgynous Boy George, a gay man, and the way he presents himself to the world. This is the progressives. This is the left. This is the Democrat Party mocking Boy George to get at Travis Tritt. So any of you who are conservative and fans of country music, you may want to consider going to this concert. I'm going to want to see what type of pushback he gets in this area. And that's why I wanted to put it out as soon as possible, because you'll probably start seeing the pieces in the Michigan newspaper ripping into Travis Tripp because he loves America and his and the policies that promote America. So back when they photoshopped that picture of him in heavy makeup looking like Boy George, mocking the LGBT. This is the left. This is the Democrats. This is who voted for Biden, mocking the gay community. What did Travis do? He tweeted the following, quote, "Just for clarification, more proof of the dishonesty of the left. Here's the original photo of me next to the doctored version that is being circulated by the left in an attempt to try to humiliate me. Exposing these frauds for the liars they are is so easy," end quote. How many times have I said they make it just too easy for me? Literally just too easy to come on air and expose who they are. So not only did they Photoshop him, compared him to Boy George, and then made fun of Boy George and him, they also got mad at him because he was canceling concerts at venues that required that the theater, that is, wearing a cloth or hospital mask. And as I put in my piece, here's a good idea. Let musicians have their political views and play their music. Everyone should stop attempting to cancel each other out. Just enjoy these musicians' music and love America. Is that so hard? Now, I get it. When the musicians and the athletes and the Hollywood people put their politics out there, that's fair game. Well, Travis Tritt put his politics out there because there was just an avalanche of people on the left in the music business. Which is interesting because apparently they're not for capitalism in the music business, which would put many of them out of business. Same thing with these athletes. They're not for capitalism, yet they are becoming multimillionaires because of capitalism. I don't know why these people just don't keep their politics to themselves instead of getting themselves in this type of trouble, but what have you. I'm glad there's people like Travis Tritt and James Wood that stood up for America against this onslaught of the LeBron Jameses and all of them out there who hate America and prove that they hate America, but they love the money. And they'll do the bidding of China. LeBron James will do, and the many in the NBA will do the bidding of China to make more money. I've seen actors apologize to China to make more money. They rip into America and they apologize to China to make more money. LeBron James could care less that the Uyghurs are being enslaved in China. He doesn't care about them. He cares about making money. And then they turn around and tell you how much they care about people. 269-441-9595. Lines are open if you have a thought about what we're talking about today. Love to hear from you. You can also email me at Renk, R-E-N-K, at townsquaremedia.com. We'll be right back after this.